The Voice and Poncho Radio Show.
You people may not know the the relationship I have had with Charlie. He's a special person. This is difficult for me. I hope he stays in our organization, and I'll turn it over to Charlie.
To the Voice and Poncho Radio Show. This is going to be a little emotional today there, Poncho. I mean, something happened today. I'm not sure if you're aware of it, but Charlie Manuel, our beloved manager, the only person that's managed a team that's won a championship that I can remember.
Dark day. Dark day in Philly Tools, no doubt about it. Sure, I'm aware of it. And I understand a guy like you, you've lived your entire life in the doldrums of depression and full of pathetic endeavors, but I'm not used to this, Tools. This is going to be a tough pill to swallow. This guy's not quite legend status here, but it's a tough hit to lose this guy, but yet very necessary, and we'll get to that.
Boy, I am very confused by that response by you right there. You've been pretty negative, Charlie Manuel, for... I would say 2-3 years now, and you're letting him go.
Love the man. Don't disagree with the move, though. And we'll get there, Tools. We'll get there.
Do you think Amara should be gone?
I didn't say that yet. I'm fine with giving Amara another year. But, Tools, it's pretty obvious this team was not playing for Charlie Manuel.
Did you just get an email?
No. That was probably a tweet.
I know you have an iPhone now, which people probably are, but
no, that was a tweet to you from a Big Elmo, whoever that is. But anyway, Charlie Manuel, I think, had to go. I don't even think he should have been a manager this season. Somebody needs to be held accountable on this team, Tools. This is a horrible season. I'm not used to this kind of season in Philly. And I'll tell you what, we should have got rid of him before the All-Star break when we still had a chance. However, I'm fine with him going. Let's see what Sandberg can do. Let him set a tone and get these guys held accountable.
Say whatever. Ruben Amaro, I mean, I'm not furious at the guy. And I guess, yeah. You going to pour a little bit out for Charlie?
No, sure. No. Sure will.
I'm not furious with Amaro, but I don't see the... Like, I think there's a simple way to handle this. Just let him finish the year. Just let Charlie finish the year. I don't understand why Amaro couldn't do that. Amaro has a lot of decisions that he's made that I don't think have panned out. Probably hindered Charlie's abilities to manage his team. But I know you're going to give Amaro another year. I guess we are. It's another year of the same old, though.
Yeah, well, Amaro unproven. I agree with that, Tools. I agree with you. But... I sort of think Charlie's swan song was coming back this year. And they gave him a shot. They gave him maybe one shot too many. And he didn't do anything with it. It's obvious his team hasn't really been playing hard all year other than, what, a week or two right before the All-Star break where they showed a little life. He lost the team, Tools. And not that this is a great team or even a playoff team, but it's pretty pathetic the effort they've been putting out there.
I agree. And one thing I was explaining to the woman, too, you know, women hear this stuff, they don't... Charlie Manuel has been well compensated, okay? Oh, for sure. All of us people out there that are, you know, we're getting by, we're going on vacation, but this guy has been well compensated. So I know it's kind of, you feel bad and you're emotionally attached to him, but he'll be all right. I don't think it's a bad thing. Are you glad that they let go of Andy Reid? Yes. Are you glad that there is a fresh new approach down with the Eagles? Yes. There's nothing wrong with bringing in a fresh approach. They did the right thing.
Great points, Tools. Great points there. And you're right on for once. And I'm glad, because imagine my horror and disillusionment when I come into the studio here a little early and you got the mic halfway down your throat. But I'll get over it. We got bigger fish to fry, Tools. And you mentioned the money thing. You know, my pocket's got the mumps, so I understand what it's like to be well off. But as you said, don't pity this guy. He's made bank. The Phillies have made him a household name in Major League Baseball. So not too much pity.
Yep, and we're going to move on here.
We're not quite yet, Tools. If you recall, three short weeks ago, I gave you a Phillies quick five. My first question was, how many games are the Phillies going to win this year? You said 87. We're on pace for what, 65, 70?
Did I say 87?
You sure did. You also said Don Brown would hit 38 home runs, that Darren Ruff is not a major league player.
No, no, no.
And he's the only bright spot at this point. Yeah. And that Cole Hamels will win 11 games. You were right on when I asked you if Manuel would be back, and you said no.
No, that quick five that you just said, those were not the questions.
They sure were. I got them written right here from the last three shows ago.
I did say that Ruff was not a major league baseball player, but those are the exact five.
Those are the exact five. I promise you that, Tools.
Well, I'm going to do a little research and maybe on another show.
Yeah, we know you got all day long, every day, to research, Tools. So.
I'm not sure if those were the questions. Anything else you want to go? What else do you got on the Phillies? Do you have anything to add to this?
Yeah, I do. I do. I have one more point, Tools. One more point. Are you sure you're not just a little disillusioned by the fact, or a little distracted, I should say, by the fact that Manuel's such a good guy? And I'll be the first to admit, that press conference he gave, I was tingling a little bit. The guy, he's genuine, he's real. But I just think sometimes maybe Philly fans are a little distracted by him being such a good guy, not such a great manager, per se. Per se, Tools. Take that phrase.
That's a good point. I got one more thing I want to talk to Ruben tomorrow. And one of the things I think a GM today in baseball needs to be aware of, you need to look at a player and say, were they on something? Were they possibly on something? Or did they get this good all of a sudden? And you need to be able to tell that, and from that, make a big contract. He's made some big contracts, and I'm not naming names. There's more than one of them that the people were probably on something, and he should have known it and not given them the big deal. Amaro, you got to get better in this situation.
Yeah, I get what you're insinuating there, Tools, but let me just ask this question off of that. Does Ryan Howard, a healthy, productive Ryan Howard, mean this much to this team? I think it does.
No,
I think that's the obvious answer. When Howard's producing, this team wins ball games.
When's the last time he produced?
You want to go 3-4 years ago when they were still contenders and made the playoffs? Yeah.
But that
proved my point for me, brother.
I know, but he got $150 million, which, I don't know, they probably had to do the deal. But that contract right now is the reason the Phillies
sure
are going to be mediocre for 10 years.
Yep, sure is. But I'm just saying this guy's value to this team. Without him being healthy and productive, they're mediocre.
Okay.
Like your love life.
You want to talk little Eagles?
Yeah, whatever. Whatever you want to do, it's your show, Tools.
Did you watch the game?
Oh, sure, I did last night against the Panthers.
Yeah. Okay, give me.
Unlike you, I'm not superly, totally emphatic about scoring 14 points against a team that's probably going to win 5 games this year, but hey, whatever. Quarterbacks look good, Mike Vick especially looked good. Didn't miss a pass, really, other than that Hail Mary.
Are you aware that Carolina was a top 10 defense last year?
I'm telling. Did you see him last night? Did you watch the game, Tools? Did they look like a top 10 defense to you?
Maybe our offensive line made him look bad because we mashed him. Yeah. I think his offensive line is going to be a weapon, and I think you got to use it like a weapon and mash some people, take it right at him.
Imagine when
Peters
gets out there. When you got a big Peters, you really are going to be productive down in the trenches.
What is
a guy who knows.
What is the one question? I'm going to set you up here. I'm going to lob it to you. What is the one question you're sick of reading about? You're sick of every time all you hear about? What is that question you're sick of, Poncho?
Who's going to be the starting quarterback, Tools? Yeah, but when you got 100 reporters covering the same team, Tools, you got to have guys fetching for storylines. But it's pretty obvious who the starter is this year, Tools. It's the only guy on this team that can make a difference from average team to big-time offense, big-time production playoff team. Mike Vick.
There you go.
Okay. I want to make a couple points on Vick here. First point I want to make is Chip Kelly is seeming to be a very smart person. What he's doing is he's motivating Mike Vick. He's not naming a starter, And the reason is, okay, if you didn't name a starter, you got to keep intense. You got to, nothing's given to you. You got to earn it. Mike Vick's got to earn it. And that is how he plays his best football. Think, when in 2010, when he was doing awesome, he was a backup. He came in and he was proven. You don't want to give Vick anything. I'm sick of the questions. He's the starter. This is just something that Chip Kelly's doing, and it, quit asking the question. He's going to start. Don't even worry about it.
Yep. That's a good point, Tool. Another good one from you. And here I thought you were just playing scratch-offs all day, but you come at me and you come at me with some good points. It's true. Mike Vick's the kind of guy that you got to ruffle his feathers up a little bit. Challenge him. Bring someone else in on his turf. Threaten him. And that's what Foles has done, but it's pretty clear that Foles is not going to take this team anywhere past 7 or 8 wins. Mike Vick, big season, stays healthy. I think we could do something. But without him, I don't see more than 8 wins on this team.
8 wins? I'd be happy with 8 wins. And you think... Yeah.
8 wins with Vick?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Well, then why are we even watching the season if we're going to be 500?
Because we're fans. We want to see what's going to become of the team. You
I'm a fan
by okay,
myself.
All right, all right. What's your win total?
I'm going to put him at 9. I mean, I don't think...
Do you
am
think...
I going to say
12? Okay, okay.
I don't know if
okay.
Vick's going to stay healthy.
Here's another question for you. Does 9 wins win the NFC East?
Good question. I think it does. I think
okay, so you're saying the Eagles are going to win the NFC East to make the playoffs. Can I write it down?
I think there's going to be 2 teams in the division.
I got my pencil sharpened. I've got my pencil to the paper. Can I write down that Poncho predicts the Eagles will make the playoffs?
The only thing you need to write is this. There's going to be 2 teams in this division with 9 wins.
2 teams?
Yeah. I think it's going to be 2 teams.
So it comes down to the tiebreaker.
That's exactly right, Tools. That's exactly right.
Is your second team the Redskins?
No, it's not. It's actually the Giants. I got a tiebreaker right here, brother.
Wow.
Thick, long, and explosive.
Okay, another thing is that last week, I'm sure everybody listened, you would hear me discuss LeSean McCoy's fantasy value, which I kind of think actually was brought up this week. People were actually discussing it. But anyway, I got a clip, okay? I got a clip from McCoy, and I got a clip from Poncho. First, I'm going to play McCoy, and he's talking about it's a quick one, but just listen to what he says.
I don't know, man. People forgot about me. I hear people in fantasy, I'm knocked down, so.
Now, Poncho, do you feel like you were the person that forgot about him?
Play your clip.
You don't need to answer. I will allow you to answer yourself from last week. This is Poncho last week coming up with a fantasy flub.
I'll give you a fantasy flub.
Whoa.
He's on the Philadelphia Eagles.
Are you saying don't draft him?
What are you stalling the show for here?
Okay, go ahead.
LeSean McCoy. I'm not saying don't draft him. Stop.
I couldn't.
I'm not saying don't draft a guy.
I couldn't disagree with you more. So there you have it. Last week, you were dissing him. And isn't it just ironic, this week, his value in fantasy is a topic. I've read articles about it, everything.
A topic he brought up. How many fantasy points does LeSean McCoy have this year, Tools? So what are we talking about? He has done nothing yet. Let's get to that tape and that recording after a few weeks of the season.
He had a touchdown and I think 48 yards rushing last night, and he barely even played. I don't even want to talk about it anymore.
No,
but I
don't either, because you missed on your point there, Tools. It's preseason, brother, preseason.
Well, do you have any other points about the game?
I got a point.
Quite a few.
I do have a point right now to make. I have special interest in Molly Sullivan. I always have. My question's this. Does she match up with Aaron Andrews? Well, I've been seeing a lot on Twitter. I've been seeing a lot.
No. You mean no.
Okay, better face, Aaron Andrews. You're right. Better rack, Molly Sullivan. Better tailpipe, Molly Sullivan.
No,
better legs, Aaron Andrews. Okay,
no,
split it down
no.
the middle.
We've never seen Molly Sullivan completely nude, and we have Aaron Andrews, so I know at least what I'm dealing with that.
I can tell you right now, Molly Sullivan has got a better backside than Aaron Andrews.
Okay, you're a huge Molly Sullivan fan. Ever since she responded,
really
she responded to you on Twitter.
And she responds to everybody
twice. So now you're a gigantic fan. That's on. I don't know what that's got to do with it. All right, Eagles points. Let's go over it. Zach Ertz. I saw him make a couple plays. he's going to help this team out this year. He's going to contribute.
Where were you on this last week? What were you just ripping this guy last week?
That's what I'm saying. Last week, I felt like he didn't do anything.
I'll tell
he
you
dropped
what,
the pass.
I saw a ball that just stuck to his hand, and it was a heater, too. So I think he might actually have some hands on him. I'm just curious. I like the way Kelly put the tight ends out in the wide receiver slot a couple times and ran a bubble screen there that was nice with a receiver. I'm just excited for the offense, Tools. And I think even not players that aren't so great, Kelly has potential to make them look pretty good in this scheme.
Oh, the key word you just said there is scheme. And what we're going to find out, which I think is very important, is, okay, up in New England, Belichick has a scheme, right? I mean, granted, he has Tom Brady, which I understand. That's like the Trump ace card, whatever. But it's a scheme that works. I think Chip Kelly is bringing in a scheme, a fresh offense, that, okay, you have an injured Macklin. Well, this scheme's still going to produce points, and I'm excited about this scheme.
Big Elmo keeps blowing you up over there, brother. Can you put that on silent? Our listeners deserve a little more than that. Yeah, I'm excited. Tools, I'm excited for the season because of Chip Kelly's offense. This defense is going to be lousy. But you know what we're going to do? We're going to come right out. We're going to hit big fat redness teeth, and we're going to be off to a 1-0 start.
One thing I am disappointed in, this Eagles defense, same as last year, does not create turnovers.
No, they don't.
There was opportunity for Boykin to have a simple interception. He didn't. I remember with Jim Johnson, and not only that, the Buddy Ryan defenses, things would be going, and you'd go in your mind, man, we need a turnover. We need a turnover right here. And you'd get one every once in a while. With this team, I'm always going, come on, we need a turnover. We need a turnover. Never. They never get a turnover.
And you've been scratching around Earl Wolf's shorts all day today, tweeting me, emailing me, and calling me about him. But he's not the answer. This team needs a hitter, and it needs a guy that can take the ball away from the opponent. We have neither right now, and that's why
Earl Wolf is not a hitter. Scratch that. Earl Wolf is a hitter. I had an eye test on Earl Wolf. He made some very, very good plays last night. I am done with Nate Allen. I'm sick of Nate Allen. He doesn't do anything well. At least put someone else in there. I think Chung he's been playing well.
Yeah.
He's hitting. He's tackling solid. Get someone else beside him. Enough with this guy.
Last Eagles question. Who the hell is the punter on this team?
Well, last night, Wing.
I think that's the guy.
Is he the starter?
He played all the reps last week.
We're showing how. Listen, Zach.
Who the hell's the punter on this team?
Zach Berman would never not know this answer.
That's true.
We're showing how much smarter they are.
Berman made some great points today, Tools, and all of them from his 4'8" eye level.
Oh, he
made can't
some
even
great...
see over guys in front of him on the sidelines. This slip will destroy him.
He made some great points today.
No, he didn't make any. The only good points he might have made was way back in the day when he was in like journalism school or something, thinking he was going to be someone, then realized he hasn't grown in 8 years.
He went to Syracuse, though. I mean, there.
Well, that says a lot right there, Tools. You know what you have up there, right?
All right. Anything else here?
Yeah, I got a big-time point to make, and it's about hip-hop music, if we can move away from the Eagles.
Oh, okay, we can go into hip-hop.
We've talked a lot about Jay-Z and Kanye West's new albums.
Can I explain our points, first of all? Very disappointing. There's only one off both albums. There's one good song. And the only reason the song is good is because Timberland did it, and it's like not even, you can't give credit to Justin Timberlake and Jay-Z, and the song I'm talking about is Holy Grail.
Right.
You can't even give credit to them because the only reason the song's good is Timberland. So they made nothing.
Answer me this. Where does your boy Drake rank up with those guys? I mean, he gets a lot of flack. Is he legit or what? He's got a new joint next month.
I'll say this about Drake. I listen to a lot of his songs, and I enjoy them, so I like Drake.
Keyword, I. This guy makes the music for the bedroom, and that's why I wonder why you would listen, brother. Your blow-up doll can't hear squat. But I question his rap abilities, but I think his beats are pretty good. And I'll tell you what, his album's going to blow away Jay-Z and Kanye's.
Oh.
No doubt about it. What do you mean,
When's he dropping an album?
Next month.
Okay. Well, do you know whose album is outselling Jay-Z and Kanye right now?
Hit me.
J. Cole.
Oh.
You don't even know who J. Cole is. Name one song by him.
Beauty Parts.
Nope.
I have no idea. I have no idea who J. Cole is, but I'll tell you who I do know who is. I know who Poncho is.
What about the Kendrick Lamar calling out like every rapper? Did you read the article? Did you listen to the lyrics and stuff?
We'll lay it out for the listeners, Tools.
Okay, Kendrick Lamar. I will explain to you. He is from Compton, California. He's out on the West Coast. He's got a good sound. He's probably one of the best rappers out there right now. But he basically called out about 10 younger rappers, and he was like, all you do is talk about materialistic things. Nobody really puts out good rap stuff. Nobody puts out good lyrics anymore. You should concentrate on that. I don't disagree with the guy, and I hope they like challenge him and create some good stuff from him.
Yeah, Tools. I think that's his motive in saying those things. And let me ask you a question. Jay-Z's whole album is all about just boasting about, I got this brand, I got that brand, I got this queer designer shoes on. Nobody cares about that stuff. It's not deep. It's not making me think, Tools. And I'll tell you what, a guy like Nas, I could use him back in his heyday because he spit some real words.
Nas was not my favorite back in the day.
But I'll tell you what, his lyrics were pretty solid. Top notch. And I credit Kendrick Lamar for starting a fire here because we need it.
Okay, we'll do, you're stuck on a deserted island, right? You can take one rap album on this deserted island. What rap album are you going to take?
I've always thought it's tough to stray from Doggy Style, but...
Well, that's a good answer.
However...
That's a good answer. Is that not your answer?
I'm going to say Doggy Style only because it's been around so long and it's been absorbed in me, and I've used it while laying a lot of pipe tools.
Okay. And, you want me to give you mine?
Yeah, go ahead, of course.
36 Chambers.
All right, that's fair.
That's mine. We'll throw this out to the people, you know?
Desert Island rap album.
What are you taking with you?
Yep. We'll tweet that right out, Tools. And I know all of our followers, all of our listeners will get right back to us, brother.
Another thing I want to talk about is a little flip-flop. We've met this gentleman. We've talked to him on Twitter before. I mean, we really like him. And @Rube. Oh, I don't have his Twitter.
Everybody knows Ruben Frank.
Ruben Frank. Look him up on Google. You'll find him. He's a good guy and everything. But about a month ago, and @WisInc will vouch for this, he started pushing Nick Foles was going to be the starter. You know, like he like wanted to make some news out of Nick Foles being the starter. What do you think his article today said? It said, it is about time that they name Michael Vick the starter. This is what we call #flip-flop from the BMP. Rube, you did it. You flip-flopped. I don't know.
Good guy. But yeah, you got him. We got it. And we got him. And you notice when we tweeted him out, confronted him, he had nothing to say.
Yeah, here's another thing. Yeah, we tweeted at him. Rube is a huge music guy. Mm-hmm. He always is talking music. And I put this question out, and I'm going to give it to everybody. Who is the best band from Philadelphia?
I think it's got to be Undisputed, Tools.
Oh, you're going to go with it? There's no... This is such bullshit.
The Butthole Surfers, Tools.
You are. Keep snagging. It's the Roots. Everybody, I want to let you know.
But name another band from Philly. That's the thing.
Okay, but still. Rube, respond. He doesn't like hip-hop. He don't like hip-hop, so that's his problem with it.
No, he doesn't. He's pretty white. Speaking of racial issues, racial overtones, whatever, Hugh Douglas confronted Michael Smith of ESPN fame. I have no idea why he's famous. He's a bozo and a dope! And he's also...
What's your take on that?
I'll tell you what.
Douglas got fired.
Yeah, I understand that. And Hugh went overboard. He doesn't care that he got fired, you think? No. But he was right on, because Michael Smith is just what he was told he was.
All right, this is my point on Hugh Douglas. I'll be honest, when I heard him on the morning show and I heard him on WIP, I didn't really think it was that entertaining.
I didn't either.
Okay, when I met him at the LeSean McCoy softball game and talked to him, he definitely blew me off and was like basically a dick to me. Whatever.
I wonder why. Look at you. Where's the rest of you?
I do not think Hugh Douglas should have been fired. I am so sick of so many people in the media, bosses. They act like they never made a mistake in life. Hugh Douglas made it, which I'm not even, I don't even know if it was a mistake. There was one word that was a mistake. But so he did, should you ruin the guy's career? He's worked really hard. He's worked his way up. He's now on ESPN. Okay, you do this one thing, one night, no matter what, your career's over. Bullshit.
And Tools, it was a guy in that public of a spotlight doesn't really have personal time, but it was the closest thing to his personal time. It's not like he was on the air and said something absolutely racist. It was on his personal time he confronted Michael Smith at the bar or something.
And
so
here,
why are we getting that deep into the guy's
life? And another point I'm going to make, because we are the VMP, and this is new media. Nobody can tell us what to say. Michael Smith is an Uncle Tom.
He is. Yeah, I don't care for him. And great point, Tools. You're full of him tonight. You're also you're going to be full of something else later. And I want no part of it. Here you go. Top three overrated women of the week: Tina Fey, Jennifer Garner, and Susie Colbert.
Whoever said they were rated high?
People adore these women. Tina Fey's got, like, Maybelline ads. Everybody thinks Garner's beautiful. Meanwhile, Ben Affleck's stuck on that. Ugh. And Susie Colbert, there's nothing there. There's no legs. There's no face. There's nothing.
Whoever ever said there was anything with Susie Colbert?
Speaking of beautiful women, Molly Sullivan, I'll propose to you on the air on show 45 next week.
What? You are so into Molly Sullivan.
I'll tell you what, she's attracted to. She gets me excited, is what she does.
I'm sure this
our
is going
to our show's get us excited.
I'm sure this is going to get you excited. And I watch you eat and I still don't the only good why. Song is Because of Timberland.
And Wiss Inc.
Why I love you so much.
Wiss Inc's got his pants down right now.
Oh.
Wonderful show, Tools. I appreciate you, brother.
You curse my name in spite to put me to shame. Have my laundry in the streets, dirty or clean. Give it up for fame. But I still don't know why. Why I love it so much. Yeah. And baby, it's amazing I'm in this space with you. I just can't crack your code. One day you're screaming you love me loud, the next day you're so cold. One day you're here, one day you're there, one day you care, you're so unfair. Sipping from your cup till it runneth over. Holy grail.
Blue told me remind you niggas. Fuck that shit y'all talking about, I'm the nigga. Caught up in all these lights and cameras. But look what that shit did to Hammer. God damn it, I like it. Bright lights enticing. But look what it did to Tyson. All that money in one night, 30 mil for one fight. As soon as all that money blows, all opinions take flight. Fuck the fame, keep cheating on me. What I do, I took a back. Fool me twice.